All right, welcome to the next episode of Comes Naturally Podcast. We are
Joe,
Mike,
I am Cody, and our special guest today is
Taj.
All right, so welcome. So this week we are doing Coming Soon. We are going to focus on the month of May for 2014, so just in case you didn't know. So our first one up, we are going to talk about Amazing Spider-Man 2. I'd like to say briefly, but it was more than briefly hit on it last time.
It was like the main one of the last podcast.
But that's all right. Oh, Captain America was the main one of the last time. But we did hit on this quite a bit. But we will talk about it again. We just watched the brand new trailer for it. So we will start with Taj. What do you think of the brand new trailer? And what do you think of the movie?
Yes, please and thank you. That's what it comes down to. I'm excited. There's a lot more information that came out in this one, and I honestly am kind of even more excited, and I didn't think that was possible. There's a lot of information that you're picking up, and the end of the all the recent trailers, the
impending doom of spoiler death of Gwen Stacy, maybe
it has to happen.
I love it. Everything about what I'm seeing is epic. Even, you know, Jamie Foxx looks good in this movie, and that's
looks so good.
Saying a lot. And he actually looks blacker. Thicker lips, bigger nose,
right?
Everything.
Okay, I didn't want to say it. Good thing the black guy said
it. It's all right. I was going to say it because he seriously
really,
looks
he looked pretty blue.
Black as shit.
Yeah, he looked really blue and white to me.
Feature-wise, not skin tone.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't see the world like that, Cody.
That's all right.
Oh, you just said he was blue, so you do see the world like that.
No, not features.
Oh, so you don't...
That's a blue man feature?
Oh, that's a... It's a black man feature. That's what we just said.
Look, I don't give a shit what color you see the world. That's some black ass features.
Yeah, but he looks amazing with electricity going through, like, as the veins, and his eyes look nuts.
The CG or whatever you want to call it for that looks really good.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
I remember when they saw
practical
effects. They
movie magic.
Yeah, movie magic. Yeah. So I just remember like seeing the
glitter.
Really, really.
That's how if we made a Spider-Man movie, that's how we'd make them.
We'd
blue paint and glitter.
We'd be like, all right, hold still real quick. Ha, get him with the blue paint and glitter. Yeah, get him.
Movie magic, guys.
Like,
all right, go
get act him. Electrical.
Web is just yarn.
We reverse it so it looks like it comes
in.
Oh,
the whole
suit.
Shit movie.
Yeah. We reverse it so it pulls. It looks like we...
Absolutely.
Yeah. What I was going to say, though, before I got interrupted by Mike and his ridiculousness, is I remember at Comic-Con last year in San Diego, they debuted the teaser for Electro, and they showed him for the first time, and it hit, like, I think it was, like, Entertainment Weekly, I think it was the one they had him on the cover or in the magazine, and it was, he looked phenomenal. I was like, because at first, it wasn't sold as him, as Electro, because Electro's always kind of been, like, a low-key villain, never been really big, and I was like, I hope they don't, like, mess it up or do something weird. Nope, nailed that shit. I was like, yep, that's how I want to see it. It looked phenomenal. I'm so excited.
And I can't even look past the weirdness of the Harry Osborn character because I don't know.
He's really weird looking in the movie, isn't he? But I hope they explain it.
Yeah,
There's something about his look that just drives me insane. But
there's going to be some kind of sickness because you see his dad get sick and fucked
Up. Well, his dad was sick in the first one, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But in the first trailer when they showed him, he saw him sick in bed.
Yeah, about to die. But his kid looks all gross
just
like that.
Yeah, because in this trailer, he even says he's sick.
More vitamins.
Peter says, why are you back in New York? And he's like, because I'm sick. And he basically comes out and says, you know, we're looking for Spider-Man. He says, why? He goes, I'm sick. I think they think that, and again, it could be a ploy. He could not be sick. Obviously, we know his dad's sick from the first one. But it could be a ploy to try to get Spider-Man because they need him and whatever happened to him to try to heal his dad or whatever happens to be.
You know, and perhaps that gangliness of him is, you know, kind of a leader into why, part of the reason why he wants to be like Goblin and just, you know, change the figure a little bit into something a little bit more, you know.
Of course. Yep.
The, I'm spacing the hoverboard. The
glider?
What's it called?
Glider.
Yeah. Looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. Dude,
way better than the
original. Yeah. I mean, the
original
looked like the one from the comic book where it had the face on it. And stuff
right.
Like that.
It's like if the last series was the Batmobile, this one would be the Tumbler.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's the kind of modification.
The articulations and, like, you can see the thrusters on it and like the little winglets,
even the
arms
and shit.
Well, even the armor when he's putting it on, you see it from the back, it like clicks into place and like his shoulder pad goes up there. And I was like, oh, like he needs like a goblin belt with all like the bombs and stuff on it, but, like
so
throwing
badass
explosives. Oh, so awesome. What I was gonna say about Electro though is in the very first full-length trailer, you saw him fighting with Spider-Man, like, in those weird electrical columns.
Right.
In the new trailer, you see that they are actually in the middle of what looks like to be Times Square in it. And it's like they somehow, I don't know if they put him there or how they got there, whatever. But just that fight scene looks nuts, where he's, like, trying to swing on him, but Electro's blown him up, and, like, oh, it looks amazing.
I'm very curious as to how that whole fight's going to go down and the ass-kickery that's going to ensue, because, you know, Electro looks like a pretty formidable foe in the trailers. So I'm just curious as to how that's all going to go down.
Just a guess. So he draws his power from electricity.
Obviously.
If Peter tricks him into destroying all of them, his power goes down. So the more Electro blows him up, he thinks, I'm going to get Peter, I'm going to get Spider-Man, I'm going to get Spider-Man. Oops, spoilers, Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Ruined it. What?
You just Gwen Stacy'd that thing.
Yep. So boom, boom, he's blowing him up. If he destroys him, he has nowhere to pull electricity from. He'd be like, ha-ha. And he goes, oh, I'm dead. Not dead, but, you know, but, yeah, knocked out, whatever. But, yeah, looks pretty awesome. And
we'll,
yeah,
review that theory after we watch it.
Of course, yeah.
We'll be able to tell whether or not Cody was right.
It happens sometimes. Michael?
Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
we have an hour.
But we talked about it a lot, and nothing has really changed. Like, I'm super excited about seeing it. It, again, in the, like I said last time, in a world of a lot of comic book movies getting a lot more serious and darker tones to it, this one obviously has its drama and everything, but it's a big visual spectacle. The first one was a lot of fun. I mean, obviously no one's gonna, like, give anyone a best acting award, or no one's gonna get considered for it or anything like that. But it's just a ton bullshit. Of fun. Yeah, which is pretty stupid.
Costume
you
design.
Can almost guarantee there's gonna be a little bit of levity, because Stan Lee is gonna be in it, so there's gotta be at least...
Well, Marvel does a good job, but yeah, even Captain America Winter Soldier was an overall very serious tone.
Yes,
very
it was. Yeah.
With the character of Peter Parker, you can't really do that. You have to keep it light. You have to, you know, throw in its drama and its sad spots.
But he,
know,
has to be, win. For the most part, has to have the humorous one-liners and stuff
and
like that.
And so you get the shitty situations, like if it does come to a fruition, the death of Gwen Stacy. So if that does happen, obviously you'll hit your drama, like the first one with the death of her dad.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm super stoked about it. Just counting down until we get to see it. It's the next big
May
one.
May 2nd.
I love the first one, and Joe's so I'm
all,
just hoping.
Yeah, everything you guys said.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, honestly,
and
everything that you guys said.
Man of a million.
And
words.
like I was gonna say, I love the first one. It really did. I mean, it's one of the few movies that, like, almost have made me cry, because towards the end of the movie, where he's hurt and trying to make his way to Oscorp,
pussy,
to save her.
I was thinking that. I'm not gonna lie.
But with that said, Gwen Stacy has to die in this movie. Yeah. She has to.
She has to.
She doesn't necessarily have to die in this movie, but she has to die. Period.
No, I think if you want to make it
If you do a trilogy, she has to die in this movie. And
yeah,
I don't know.
I agree with that.
For Mary Jane Watson, for sure.
The question is just how long this is going to run.
Yeah, I wonder if that was the original plan, because remember during casting, they had a Mary Jane.
Oh, no, not just during casting. They filmed scenes.
Yeah, I was going to say, they originally started with Mary Jane.
Exter before the movie.
And then hired someone else.
Yeah.
And signed her a contract.
Was it an Eric Stoltz thing, or was it just...
No, like, they literally, I think they fired her. Like, well, they got rid of her. They said, oh, they basically they basically looked at it, said, oh, we're going to change the way the script is going. So I said, sorry, you know, we'll pay for the job, you know, work you did do. Gave her the axe. Then looked through the whole thing as they were shooting and said, oh, shit, we need a Mary Watson now, so what are we going to fucking do? And
oh, so there is going to be a Mary Jane in it somewhere.
They hired one, yeah, they have her.
See, I missed that.
Yeah, so then they're like, so they must have, like, gone through and said, oh, shit, this is how it's going to work out. We should introduce her, like, in a post-credit scene, or, like, at the end of the movie, or whatever it happens to be. And then, so they hired a different actress, because the other one had just booked gigs, because who doesn't want to scoop up someone who's in...
sucks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, who doesn't want to scoop up someone who was in Amazing Spider-Man? It's like, right. you know, scoop it up and get it, you know, whatever. She got more work, and then they hired someone else, and actually shot some footage with her. So it'll be interesting to see how that actually pans out. But I agree with you, Joseph. I do believe that Gwen does need to die, because she's not the true love interest of our hero, Spider-Man.
But it also brings apart the whole entire, you know, moving the story forward of, is he, does he really continue wanting to be Spider-Man? Yeah. Because
if he can't protect the ones he loves.
Exactly. Yep. And they even say that in this trailer. So she has to die in this movie. I mean, I love the actress. She's beautiful. She's very good in this movie, but she's got to die.
I just like the fact that they really do give him more, you know, less of this closeted nerdy guy, and he's got some female action, you know, he's got girlfriends, not girlfriend, as, you know, the first series did, whereas just...
Technically, he had two, because he was trying to hit their version of Gwen Stacy in the third Spider-Man movie.
I've really blocked out the majority of that movie.
No, not Christina Hendricks. What's her name? It's Ron Howard's daughter.
Yes. Her.
The first time I think we saw this particular trailer that we watched here, the international one, is it?
That is the final trailer.
The final international trailer. We saw it in the ahead of Captain America when we saw it in IMAX 3D.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, IMAX 3D was phenomenal.
I felt like I was falling right next
when
to Spider-Man.
Jumps, the second time he jumps off the building, and
the
he's going.
Oh
well, no,
God.
Not when he jumps off from the helicopter, but when he runs and he jumps out of that one building.
Yeah.
And he does that spin backwards.
Thing, yeah.
I literally, in the theater out loud, was like, no, get back in the building, get back in the building. Oh, God, don't jump. Oh, my. It was.
I can see the air going by his suit as it just
ripples
by.
And
I was just like,
it's
sold.
Amazeballs.
Just absolutely sold.
Yeah. Definitely.
On this movie.
By far, if you get to go see Captain America, Winter Soldier in IMAX, at a real IMAX, do it, because it was phenomenal.
Yeah, not to rip on quote-unquote IMAXs, but you're not living unless you see a real IMAX movie.
Big-ass screen.
It's so much better than just your regular movie screen.
IMAX. Phoenix is
the one down in...
Right?
Yeah.
There's one in San Diego, and then...
Yeah. I'm not driving that far.
No, it's a bit rough to go see a movie on Sunday.
Totally worth it.
But, so I agree with everything that everyone has said so far. Not
and
to pull a Joe. But what I was going to say is I love the fact I've read a lot of stuff online, early reviews, because as my friends know, I'm a human spoiler machine, so I will read anything I want. But I won't spoil anything for you here that I've read.
Liar.
But there are a lot of reviews that are on the bad side, not saying it's a bad movie, but it's saying it's very busy and like they don't develop the characters enough, which is fucking garbage, because in the trailers alone you get to see a bunch of stuff. But
characters already developed too.
You're living in a post Nolan Batman world too, where a lot of people are expecting that.
Well, as I was going to bring up, it's like the people think that we have a friend, he will remain nameless as of right now. He said something to me that set me off for minutes and a good half hour.
Shocker.
Just fucking going off on him. But he said that the first one was there was not enough of the realism in it, and then the second one looks even more. I'll get there, hold on baby bird, I'll feed you. He gets a little crazy in the second one. He sees the trailer saying, oh, he's doing crazy acrobatics. All right, we're talking about a movie about a kid from high school who gets bitten by a radioactively mutated spider and gains spider abilities. So
not only that, but don't they mention in the movie that it's been like 10 years since like the first movie and the second one?
No, this one's almost right after.
Oh, it's almost right after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So was it 10 years then since he's seen Harry Osborn?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. It's been 10 years because he wasn't in the first one. Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, this is almost a year after the first movie.
But it just goes to show you that he's gotten used to his abilities more.
What he this friend of ours, air quotes friend of ours.
Out him. Who was it?
Phil was saying that he doesn't like that over like the gymnastics and twisting in the air and
so he doesn't like comic book movies.
Yeah, well the thing is he's like, oh, but if you look at Christopher Nolan's Batman, okay, don't get wrong, I love those movies. The problem with those thing with Christopher Nolan's Batmans is they try to ground him in reality, make Batman a real dude. Let me ask you a question. You're walking through downtown New York, right, or Chicago, whatever big city, not Phoenix because it's not a very big city.
No,
four blocks. So you're walking down a darkened street of New York, and a dude punches another dude out of the shadows. He comes out, and he's dressed like a giant bat with a cape and a yellow belt, and it's throwing what it looks basically ninja stars that look like bats. You wouldn't just go, what the fuck is this insane person doing?
Yeah.
That's normal, right? But in Gotham, in this real-world environment, a dude driving a giant black fucking tank, essentially, and fighting dudes with face paint that are blowing people up and burning fucking boats full of people. Nope, that's realistic. I get it. It's pretty realistic. It's a dude that fights in a bat fucking suit. But a dude dressed as a blue and red Spider-Man is unbelievable. Are you fucking kidding me? He's Spider-Man. He swings from webs and does gymnastics in the air and does one-liners and punches people in their fucking face.
He sticks to buildings. That's the most, that is literally the most, like, out there that, that you could think of in,
it's like
in that
the dude
context.
can will himself to stick to objects. So being outlandish kind of goes with the territory.
When it comes to superheroes, I mean, they're all outlandish anyways because they don't really exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so, look at this.
It's all fantasy it's fucking land, so what's wrong?
It's a fucking garbage argument to have, the first thing. But the other thing, too, is he says he doesn't like it because it doesn't. It's not gritty enough. First off.
Gritty?
The first one, the dude took a bullet. He had to watch his girlfriend's dad die.
Watch a dude's arm fall off.
Well, that was awesome. And then almost had to watch a city die of a disease where they turned into giant lizards. So that's fucking gritty, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
I see nothing wrong
with
the grit of any.
But what I said to him to combat his stupidity
is you're dumb.
Well, I did say that. I said you're fucking mistaken because the first one, if you watch it, goes from bright happy
to incredibly dark.
To incredible dark.
Really
quick,
too.
If you watch the trailer, does the same thing. Beginning of the movie, spoiler, with Rhino, it's bright. Daylight, bright outside. As you watch the transition, when Electro shows up, you start seeing more nighttime. You see inside buildings. Looks like dark. And by the end of the trailer, you see Gwen Stacy falling into what looks like the top of a building on a bridge.
It's a definite theme that it looks like they're going through it in both movies.
So. And so, like, in the beginning, he's, you know, this, it's, he starts off as Spider-Man, he's like, and then like his uncle dies, so it becomes super dark, and he goes on this vengeance hunt to find this guy that killed his uncle, then has to fight the lizard and, you know, all this stuff. In this one, he's enjoying being Spider-Man, he's swinging from the fucking buildings, flying by helicopters, having a good time, fighting criminals. Boom, a friend comes back to town, he finds out he's being hunting, starts to go darker, girlfriend's in trouble, city's in trouble, all these bad guys, boom, dark tone. Perfect way to do it. I mean, it's just the best way you could possibly
imagine. Really, I mean, and it's subtle because unless you're really paying attention, you don't even notice day scenes, night scenes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's beginning of the movie, end of the movie.
Yep. So I say, Phil, you're wrong, and it looks amazing. And
yeah, Phil,
read a goddamn comic book because this is the closest Spider-Man's ever been to what we like as the source material ever.
Yeah, dude, because that other guy sucked as a Spider-Man.
It took me where it wasn't great.
He sucked as a Peter Parker.
That's true. Well, no, Spider-Man, the Peter Parker part, like, he was the nerdy trying to reserve,
and,
like,
and
the one-liners and the things like that, but we're looking at a technology difference, too, because, like, and budget restraints, because fucking back then, we're going to Sam Raimi millions of dollars to do a Spider-Man movie. Lucky he got the money he did. Anyways, so, Amazing Spider-Man 2, phenomenal, get a chance, watch not only the newest full-length trailer, but the new TV spots are pretty awesome, too, plus they, I think, pinpoint to a certain someone's death. So May 2nd, that one comes out. Other one from May 2nd, not as big of a release, but still pretty big, will be The Protector 2. Not too sure if Taj has seen The Protector. It's a Tony Jaa movie. It's super awesome.
Let's spoil it for him.
Look, I don't give a shit. I know Tony Jaa well enough where you
can
spoil it. It'll
even
look.
Yeah.
Lots of hard knees to the face.
That's
top of
the head.
Pretty much Tony Jaa in a nutshell. Knees and elbows.
Cody, what's Tony Jaa's in a nutshell?
Oh my God, I'm Tony Jaa in a nutshell. It's so big. Who has a nut this big? Sorry. And behind the scenes of this audio podcast, I was visually pushing on what looked to be a giant nutshell that I has done. Yep, all awesome powers. Yep. It's hilarious. Anyways, and I'm taking the stairs. I didn't get on my chair. So
podcast
way
magic.
Too
easy. Podcast magic.
Podcast magic. So we watched the trailer for this. It looks basically just like the first one, except for way bigger, way more ass kickery. It does have the RZA in it, which is super awesome. But what did you think of watching the trailer, Tosh?
Loved it. Always get excited. I'm probably gonna have to say that martial arts movies are my favorite. Top of the list, followed
right
by
after Medea.
<It's 'cause... laughs>
That's not true, by the way. So
her place, his place, its
no.
place,
what
his
some
place?
Place,
the place, the plays
the
he
place.
Does, the stage plays. He has a stage plays, and then he makes them the movies.
Anyways,
you told me
so.
About
martial arts movies, top of the list, followed by sci-fi. So when I see something like this, I'm just automatically excited, and I want to watch it. I'll probably watch it. As soon as it comes out, I'll watch it 3 or 4 more times. So I'm really excited about just you know, seeing someone get fucked up.
Lots of fucked up.
Hands, knees, elbows, foreheads. I mean, anything possible. So
just punching people, hard elbowing people.
Hard knees to the face, man.
Dude, the double knee. Like the one where, dude, he kicks off a dude's face, flips over, then kicks another guy on the top of like a shipping container right in the fucking dome. Oh, my God. I mean, it was so
people are getting
fantastic.
Kicked in the back of the fucking head. One scene, a chick beats a guy up with her fucking hair. This is all just good stuff to me.
Yeah. Oh, sounded creepy. Michael, what do you think of watching the trailer?
I'm excited about it. It looks like the one thing it does look like is it's more outlandish and over the top.
Fucking motorcycle ride chase
thing.
Which
I'm totally cool with because, like, yeah, this is a movie that's supposed to be kind of based in reality, but it's a popcorn flick martial arts movie. I can take it for what it's worth, you know. If anybody from the Wu-Tang Clan is in it, it's going to be a cool martial arts movie because all those dudes are super into them. And
they're
actually
very much
a bunch of them at this point.
So,
and Tony Jaa, which I'm really surprised it's taken this long to get some more Tony Jaa stuff because when the first Protector came out and M'Bak came out, you're like, oh, shit.
M'Bak 2 came out. Like,
yeah.
And 3.
And you're like,
well, 3 came out.
Yeah,
a
3
bit,
was
yeah.
like a little bit later, but really low-key, too.
Right.
Like, you kind of thought everyone goes, oh, next Jackie Chan. They even had that cameo with Jackie Chan in Protector or M'Bak?
Might be M'Bak?
I don't think
it was M'Bak. I can't remember.
Might have been Protector. I can't remember.
But either way, they had a little... It was supposed to symbolize a little bit of a passing of the torch. But then nothing really happened with Tony Jaa. You kind of expected him to do the Jackie Chan, do the Jet Li, and start getting big in America, learn English, start small, build big like they both did. But he kind of just chilled out, didn't really do anything.
Part of the problem is those motherfuckers just won't retire.
Yeah, but there's
those guys
enough.
Are making a ton
yeah, but
of
they don't. There's no, they don't make a lot of movies. They don't make as many movies as
they
did.
Don't make, true, they don't make as many movies as they did. But they're still making a decent amount of shit, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of room right now for a Tony Jaa, and I hope one kind of catapults them into America mainstream action flicks.
Joseph Stallone, he needs to be in Expendables.
Yeah.
So, Sly, I know you're listening because we're close personal friends.
As Jet Li's like brother or something that doesn't speak English.
Make him kill Jet Li off, dude.
You want to make him a villain?
Yeah, dude, the main bad guy. Absolutely.
The problem is, I don't think you can kill
him. That doesn't sound too bad. Actually, making him a villain, as much as I don't necessarily want to see it, because he's such a cool,
Jet Li was
good
the
guy.
Villain in Lethal Weapon 4.
But
man,
that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying is he could
that was
be
also
a
the,
really
the
good,
out
like,
of Jet Li, really, I think, in America.
Yeah. Well, same thing. Tony Jaa has a little bit more because of the time that we live in, but all of his shit... It's not American made for the most part.
True. Yeah.
So if it was to do like say Expendables, if it goes to 4, you two with Tony Jaa, he's the main bad guy. You have that ceremonial again passing of the torch of him killing off Jet Li's character and like picking off members of the Expendable, and then bam, dude, he's a made action guy,
dude,
in America.
A Jet Li versus Tony Jaa fight.
Give me 5 minutes of that.
God.
Dude, I give.
Couldn't I take 10 minutes of that?
Just
be
for
amazing.
That.
5 minutes seems like a little too little for me, but
yeah,
whatever. Joseph, what were you gonna say?
Oh no, I think I mirrored exactly what Taj and Mike have said. You guys know I've said multiple times that I so want him to be the next Jackie Chan, and he so far has been, especially in the aspect of the martial arts movies that he's done that I love, is that he does all of his own stunts. I mean, everything that you've seen on film is him doing it now. The Protector 2, a lot of that stuff seems a little bit more outlandish, so I'm not sure if he's starting to use a little bit more wires and stuff like that. But still, for the most part, a lot of that stuff
still
that he does is,
when
is him doing it.
You know, American big mega stars, when it comes time for their big action scene, all you see is the back of their head and far away shots because you know it's the stuntman. So,
I mean, I honestly do want to see more of him, but at the same time, like what he's done right now, where we haven't seen him in a while, and suddenly he's doing the Protector too. It's also awesome.
He's got a movie coming out with Dolph Lundgren. This is gonna be probably a direct DVD. Lundgren, Spawn. What's his name?
Michael Jai White.
Spawn. And Tony Jaa are all in a movie together, which that's
pretty
exciting.
That seems pretty badass
right there.
Dude, can there be two Tony Jaws? Because that's a lot of human to be fighting against Tony Jaa. I mean, Dolph Lundgren's 11 foot 12, right?
Yeah.
Take them one at a time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Michael Jai White's 4 foot wide.
Yeah, exactly. All muscle. Just straight muscle from nipple to nipple. It's be ridiculous.
Taj likes him a lot from his roles in the Madea shows.
Yeah. Was he in those?
You guys got to give that shit up. You know I don't watch that shit.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at your DVD collection real quick.
He's got the plays and the movies on DVD.
Oh. I hate you guys so much.
And a DVD of the stage play.
Not Blu-ray, though. DVD, because that's how they sold it.
I hate you so much.
Anyways.
So you had to pick him up at a liquor store where they sell Dickies.
Stop it. Anyways,
so I absolutely love him. I do want to see more of him, but like I was starting to say, I kind of at the same time don't want to see a whole lot of him, just because I don't want him to be like so spread out over a bunch of stuff. So like right now, where he's doing, you know, the Protector. Maybe if we see him in a year or two, see another movie would be awesome. Cody, what do you think?
I'm fucking down for some Protector too. The first one was fucking nuts. The second one looks more fucking nuts. That's a NUTZ, by the way. I'm super excited for it. I have all of Tony Jaa's, even early stuff, like the stuff that like didn't come out here in America. Like I bought it on DVD from Amazon and shit, like ridiculous stuff. And even back then, he's still just fucking Spirit Warrior, just fucking people up. It was amazing to see what they're doing. Like, and these stunt dudes are taking hits. Yeah. Like, I don't know how, what kind of weird magic they use with the skull caps and stuff, but you see them like elbowing people, yeah, and like their lips,
dust
like,
flying,
oh
off,
my god,
oh yeah,
it's so ridiculous. So I'm down for all the time. Like Tosh, I love martial arts movies. I myself loved Man the Iron Fists.
Oh yeah,
phenomenal fucking movie. I know we went and saw it. Like I think Mike went with me when we saw that. It's fucking phenomenal. I love that movie. But super excited about Protector 2. But that's where we'll end with that. So go check it out. Protector 1 may or may not be on Netflix. One of us can look it up if we wanted to.
But we won't.
So hey, next, the that. Week after that, so we only picked one off of this. We only watched one trailer off this. We can look at the other ones. But that is Chef with Jon Favreau, John Leguizamo, what's her name from Black Widow?
Sophia Vergara.
Black Widow.
Scarlett Johansson's
in it. Dustin Hoffman is in it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember watching the trailer. Saying, the fuck? He's only for a little bit. And so is, I can't remember the food critic's name is in it, but it's pretty awesome.
Oliver Platt,
yeah. Super funny. Needs to be in more movies, too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
He's good.
So he's awesome. He looks hilarious, too, because he's all, like, disheveled. Like, he's got, like, the raggedy, like easy, like, 7
beard,
o'clock.
Yeah,
shadow is super awesome. But, Taj, what do you think of the trailer?
First time I have seen anything about this movie, I am really into it. I mean, if you haven't ever seen me, I'm a little bit round and I love food, and so something like this is just piques my interest, because, you know, a good movie about food definitely I think, you know, could have some legs. I mean, especially in this day and age where the Food Network and all these channels that are just pumping out shit left and right, you know, food this, food that, you know, people are interested in that. So I'm definitely, you know, because of that alone, but I thought, you know, I find good movies like that. I like seeing, excuse me.
Food movies? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Because you seem to be really excited about food movies.
Jon Favreau movies?
I like Jon Favreau movies.
I like seeing Jon Favreau in front of the camera, not just behind it. I think he's a great director.
Is he directing this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
But I like seeing him in front of the camera. Like, even as happy in the Iron Man movies, he's hilarious. And so I just like seeing him on screen. And so I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Michael.
Yeah, I've actually been tracking this movie for a while, because I heard about the cast that they assembled was pretty ridiculous. Plus,
a lot of names.
One we didn't mention was Robert Downey Jr. Looks like he has a
cameo. Oh, yeah, he has a cameo.
So that'd be pretty cool. I honestly don't know if I'll see it in theaters or not. It's going to be, like, don't expect this to set the world on fire. It's a modest budget movie. It's Jon Favreau, I think, going back to his roots of, like, Maid and Swingers, and getting back to a movie that is a passion project for him and not this huge blockbuster that they're trying to make a ton of money off of.
It's more simplistic looking, is basically.
Yeah, and it's a real life story. You know? It's nothing. There's going to be no graphics in it. You know what I mean? No CGI, I don't think. Unless, like, the taco truck blows up or something like that.
Don't say that.
That'd be depressing.
No, the kid's in it.
No.
And then he calls Iron Man up. He's like, we need to get revenge.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Is not very extremely similar to, but a movie kind of like Sideways. When Sideways came out, 10, 15 years ago?
Hopefully without the shitty ending.
Yeah.
But, like, what's nice about the timing of the release of this movie, too, it looks kind of like a fresh breath and a slowdown of all the crazy action and awesome comic book movies and all the tons of cool stuff.
Something else to go see, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice change of pace. And I hope it does. Like I said, it's not going to set the world on fire or nothing like that. Hopefully, critically, it does good.
Well, on its small run of the festivals and stuff. I know you did it.
Yeah, festival
like in
wise,
Germany and stuff. It's doing really good.
Tons of great reviews.
But some of those you can't always trust. But I do believe this one is doing better than most people would have thought it would.
I was going to say, I mean, ultimately, there's a lot of festival type movies that get rave reviews and then they suck.
Yeah, but a lot of those are going to be like super serious downer flicks. Like this one, you could tell from
looks like fun.
It's very lighthearted.
It's a funner.
Yeah, movie. I mean, even in the trailer, the down parts look like they're still
funny or
not funny, but like they're not like one of those moments like oh fuck.
They're still lighthearted.
And he lost a testicle and his kids got weird form of cancer, like that sort of stuff. It's just like he like if you haven't watched the trailer, it'd spoil it for you. He is a chef, head chef at a restaurant with Dustin Hoffman, and they have some kind of agreement where he runs the kitchen, Dustin Hoffman does the restaurant half of it, and they argue because like he wants to do his own crazy thing and Dustin Hoffman wants the menu done, so he ends up quitting, getting a food truck from Robert Downey Jr., and then it just seems like he wants to do what he wants but he can't, so then he leaves and is struggling to become something with his food truck.
A great
so like the
chef,
struggle part of it still looks like it could be funny, but has those oh, am I going to make it? What did I make a mistake? You know, that sort of stuff. So I'm like, I like to see, like, it could have some other downers to it, in it, too. But, like, it seems like it's pretty much from the beginning to end, this is going to be a good, fun time.
It's a movie everyone can go see, too. Like, not all these movies we talk about is really a movie that you want to probably go see with, like, your mom or grandma or something, you know?
Yeah.
They're definitely not going to dig a Protector 2. But, like, this is like
I think my mom might. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
I'm talking odds here. But,
in
so
general.
It looks fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks, good, lighthearted, fun. Yeah,
I think so too.
Maybe a good date movie. It was something that wasn't even
on my radar.
It wasn't even something that was on my radar until, 2 weeks ago when I first saw it, when you guys first showed me the trailer to it. So if we end up going to see it, because I don't think there's anything else coming out that week.
Let me see the neighbors
real quick. So May 9th, we have Chef, which we talked about.
Yep.
We have Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return.
Looks like shit,
by
the way.
Yeah, it looks really bad.
Shitty
animated
fucking
movie.
Oh, it
looks
awful.
Like one of those animated movies that they just threw together real quick and they're trying to make it good. And then we have Mom's Night Out, which I don't even know what that is. Neighbors,
sounds gross.
Which has
Seth Rogen. That's
looks
a Seth
like
Rogen
a fucking
movie.
Piece of shit.
Yeah,
is what it looks
and
like.
No one's excited about that. The Double, don't know. Fed Up, don't know. Palo Alto, don't know. Stage Fright, don't know.
Yeah,
so Chef's the only movie coming out that week.
So there you go. If we go to see a movie that week, it'll be that.
So the
movie.
Only thing, obviously we've seen Amazing Spider-Man. We might have to do Protector 2 somewhere in there, so that may push it back, but likely to seeing Chef. But plus, as we're looking through the calendar ahead of time, Chef might have a spot in between some other stuff we're not going
to
see.
Yeah, we'll get to the one that...
Because there's 1 week where
it's
gonna there's
do
definitely
huge
not
numbers.
There.
I know it's going to do monster numbers, and it's going to suck ass.
We'll get there in a second.
It's got a big audience, a big target audience.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Chef looks good. Watch the trailer. It's awesome. It looks super funny. There is not a part of that trailer I don't think we didn't laugh at when we were watching just here.
No.
But even before. And then this is like the third or fourth time I've seen it. And I know like what's cool is like it's Jon Favreau spent like 2 years with like actual chefs and food truck people to prepare and stuff for it. So it looks
what's
super
that
awesome.
LA guy?
Choi something.
Yeah.
Or other. Yeah, he has that book
like
we were making fun of earlier.
He's the special consultant on the movie.
That's
yep,
cool.
So it was pretty cool. So May 9th, Chef, look for that one. Looks pretty awesome. Right. Looking for something to see.
May 16th.
Who's
excited?
Yes. Okay, fucking Godzilla.
Well, we're not.
How about you go fuck yourself? So Godzilla, if you can't tell by the tone of my voice and the threatening of a friend of mine, it looks fucking phenomenal. Watch the newest trailer. It is the international trailer. I do believe it's the last full-length trailer because obviously it comes out in a couple weeks.
It's got one more TV spot, I think.
Yeah, it's got a couple outs, but it looks... This one actually gets you more into the story of actually who's in going on. Obviously, fucking Godzilla, isn't it? So, you know, it's a giant lizard. But we see... Spoilers. Yep.
Oh.
Yep, spoilers. That's all I need. So, one of the big things that I didn't catch the first time I saw this trailer was the fact that Bryan Cranston, obviously he's in it. I knew that. You see him in the first trailer that we've seen for it. That his wife or someone who cares about very much so is on the other side of a very locked door and something very bad is happening on that side of the door and he's very traumatized. Side. Yeah, on her side. He looks very distraught. This trailer, you see him running down the hallway, pushing over people, following. He sees whatever cloud of shit is coming down the hallway taking these people out and he's actually one that shuts the door on her.
Yeah. And that's going to be a very depressing
having to do
moment.
So holy to protect fuck. Everything else.
Yeah, to sacrifice the one woman you love. Like it just, I was like,
and they don't
holy
show it in
shit.
This trailer that we saw, but they show in other trailers where like he shuts the door and literally she's right there, and yeah. He's like, oh,
yeah, like he saw the smoke and shit coming, so he slams the door, the button, the emergency shutdown button. The door just slams shut, and then she's right fucking there. I was like.
He could have just
waited
one more second.
Because I saw that in the other trailer. She's right there, and you can see what's going on. Now you see the impact of he's the one that fucking shut the door, and then you see she's right there, and I was like, holy shit. Like, that's a human element that I...
You're almost
don't,
crying.
When,
so
yeah,
much so of a human element that you see that pain extend throughout the movie.
Yeah,
that
very much
shit
so.
Does not wipe off his face, I don't think, at all.
Well, then, in this
trailer,
too... You have to see him explain it to, I think, which is his son, which is...
yeah, that's the way it looked.
Kick-Ass, yeah, Jason, or not Jason, Aaron Taylor or something or other. Yeah, look his name up. I can do it right now.
Google that.
Yep.
It starts with a K or something like that, right?
No. I was right, Aaron Johnson. Aaron Taylor Johnson is his name. Plays Kick-Ass and Quicksilver in the new Age of Ultron movie. Anyways, so that was, like, super, like, to see this one, like, because this trailer shows more, not only more of the... of Godzilla, but shows more of the human element too. Like just that one scene, because there's in this new trailer, there's a full on what looks like it should be like a whole scene going on, where like you see those people at the beach of
having a good day,
like night basically, and like
and
you see this the water's kind of sinking down. This girl's walking towards, and it's all these fish, and you see the water's completely going down, and her dad comes over, don't get it, and grabs her, and they all start running, and a fucking tidal wave's coming up, and you realize Godzilla's headed to the shore, and he's about to fuck shit up. And he's walking through, and you see the fucking flares shoot, and then you realize, oh, shit, it's Godzilla. It was fucking ridiculous. But the thing I pointed out to the fellas here is the introduction of an actual villain for the movie that is not Godzilla. I think it's Rodan, but we'll get to that in a minute. Tosh, what did you think about the trailer?
They just keep getting better. Every trailer that I see progressively just makes the movie look better and better.
Which is how it's supposed to be done, by
absolutely.
The way.
Very much so.
And... it's, you know, the introduction of Rodan, which, you know, I'm with Cody, looks epically good. And it's not, it's, you know, there's a couple of flashes in the trailer that just
full on grill shot, yo,
just really make this movie look way better than any original Godzilla movie could ever have looked.
Obviously, technology's gone a little bit beyond a dude in a zippered subsuit, you know what I mean?
A lot has changed in the, 30 years, 40 years since...
75 years?
That's what I said.
Okay, checking.
And I, you know, having already touched on that human element portion, I actually think that that's going to add so much to the movie, giving it that much more depth, and it's not just this big, you know, sci-fi, here's, you know, gigantic fucking Godzilla and, you know, whatever protagonist going alongside or against Godzilla and with people smattered in, you know, I really do think this movie is going to be very big, surprisingly big, yeah. I would say, given all of the other movies that are coming out this year.
Faux show. Michael.
Full disclosure, when I heard about the Godzilla movie, I was super nervous about it after I saw Pacific Rim. I thought in a post-Pacific Rim world, where it was so awesome, okay, and you saw so many great.
Thought I was going the wrong way for a second there.
Yeah.
I'm about to jump over this fucking table and beat your ass.
But where,
and no one saw it.
But fuckers. Where Pacific Rim was so good, you had all the different monsters, and you had giant robots. And I'm like, man, if they try to play this like a straight action movie, like how is one Godzilla, outside of the fact that he's Godzilla and you got time in with him, you know what I mean? How is that going to hold up, really? And then I saw the first trailer that I saw. I go, oh, it's a horror movie.
Yeah,
this
buddy.
This is not an action movie. Like, there's going to be action.
This is a survival movie.
This is a horror movie. And that's what I was like, it didn't even dawn on me. Like, that's what they could do with it, because every Godzilla movie you ever see, every creation of it, you're like, it's an action flick. It's Godzilla causing damage and people trying to survive. But this one is straight up, it's being played like a scary movie. So I'm super excited about that.
What yeah. kind of movie is it?
Horror movie.
Horror?
Horror.
Horror?
Horror.
Hey, don't make fun of his human
I'm
accent.
I'm just curious.
Either way, it is absolutely...
Now. Look at that.
It is I'm absolutely okay terrifying.
I'm okay with it.
We yeah. saw, again, I'm going to pull up the IMAX 3D that we went and saw Captain America. Thugging Guess what
enormous.
Was in front of it? This trailer?
Yep.
Oh, my God. At the very end where they're closing the bunker doors and you just see Godzilla let
it's
out
the
that roar.
Scream. Oh, dude.
I was sitting there going, nope, keep closing them. That's it. Keep.
You,
and
close, you close these bunker
I'm
doors.
I'm safe
and
because
sink this
out of sight, out of mind. I mean, I'm not really safe because, you know, it's
because
Godzilla.
You're in a bunker, he's going to fucking destroy it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Oh, my God. Like, I love that first trailer. We saw it in IMAX, and I was like, holy shit, that is a big-ass fucking monster.
So I am
we
absolutely
were
sold.
Already sold on the, like, how epically big they make Godzilla
yeah.
before seeing it in IMAX.
The fact that he's taller than buildings.
Yeah, it's one, yeah.
Yeah. And then the fact that it stars Bryan Cranston, who yep. is right now probably one of the biggest actors moving from TV to movies out there right now.
Easy.
Just so amazing. And it's so, I mean, going off on a little tangent for him, it's so weird seeing, like, I used to watch Malcolm in the Middle, and then to see him in Breaking Bad, and then in this, is just absolutely mind-blowing. So
don't forget Total Recall.
I haven't forgotten Total Recall. It wasn't one of my favorites, but
some people have.
It was good. It was real good. It
was good. He was in that. He was a bad guy.
And he was in that.
But yeah, I agree with you. It's seeing him in something like this is going to be fantastic. And the fact that, like, he seems like he's playing a bigger part, obviously, because, you know, we mentioned the human element of it. Like, if he's not just a set piece to look at, you know?
While you're watching Godzilla trample
through. And he's not
going to
track down an iguana that's swimming through the fucking New York City sewers, Matthew Broderick.
And he's not going to...
Real quick, sorry. How much time do you think Godzilla is actually going to get screen time? Because I kind of think minimal is... Not minimal. You want to satisfy it, but you don't want to oversaturate it, I think, with this kind of feel.
I will think if you saw Pacific Rim, he will be in it as much as those monsters were. The beginning of the movie will be sparse, just like those were, and then it's going to hit hard, and they're going to, as the movie progresses, you're going to see more
pull
of him
back a little bit,
and then you're going to see more of him, and then the humans a little bit less, and then it's going to switch. They're going to tell a little more of the story of the humans, what's going on, surviving. It's all, I mean, basically, well, like Mike said, it literally looks like they're just trying to get people to survive.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like they're trying to fight Godzilla, because
you can't
fucking
fight
enormous.
Godzilla.
I mean, he's bigger than buildings, and come on now, like,
yeah, what are you going to fight him with?
So it looks like it's more of like a survival horror than anything else, where people are going, they're trying to get away from the destruction that he is causing. And then the fact, with not to skip over what Joe's saying, but the fact that you're bringing in, from the very first big trailer, you saw something coming out of the clouds, and I was instantly like, the only other big flying one besides Mothra, which would never be a fucking threat with their sparkles, would be
Rodan.
I mean, a giant pterodactyl just looks terrifying. The new trailer, you see him actually burst out of the clouds. The newest trailer, the last trailer, international trailer, you actually see more of his claw actually hit down, and then you see his face through what
looks
to be like a window of like a, I don't know if it's a ship or a boat, whatever, but he's just screaming. Like, he's got, looks like he has like four eyes, like looks super crazy monsterish. Oh, it's going to, I mean, full on monster on monster action in the middle of fucking New York. Like, shit's going to get wrecked, yo. You think Man of Steel ruined some fucking buildings? Wait till Godzilla and a giant Rodan
ruined some fucking buildings.
Yep. These motherfuckers are going to level some shit. Anyways, you were saying, Joe. But yeah, so Godzilla, if you couldn't tell, we're super excited about. I am, at least. I don't know. These guys were kind of quiet about it. So I am super excited to see that one. We'll be seeing that one in IMAX as well. Basically almost two weeks in a row.
Two movies that for next month that we're going to do.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a trick. Yep. And real quick, just so we note them, just so people know. The only other two that are listed for coming out that week, we have Million Dollar Arm, which is a baseball flick with John Hamm.
Weird.
And then The Immigrant, which is a limited release.
Wrong is one more. Wolf Creek 2. Horror movie.
Gotcha.
But I love the first one. I don't know. The second one came out of nowhere. I didn't even make a second
those,
one.
Those don't really have any room. Yeah. I think,
so, Godzilla has to be at least seen, if it's as good as I think it's going to be and hope it's going to be, it's at least two or three viewings down. So anybody else on Godzilla? Good, nope. I talked enough.
May 23rd.
Fuck May 23rd, but we'll talk about it anyways. This is my theory. I don't tell you what the movie is just yet before I go on to everybody's
don't bury the lead.
So I won't tell you what the name of the movie is yet. I'll say that before I shoot it over to our special guest here. Saw this first movie. Was worried about it. Not because of who's directing it, anything like that, or who's in it. I thought the casting at first looked amazing. The first one.
Okay.
Saw the first one. wondered what all the hype was because I left the movie thinking, God, that was a piece of shit. And everyone that was with me at the theater, Mike, Joe, our friend Aaron, a couple other people, we all thought the same thing. It was fucking garbage. It made no fucking sense. The characters were let down. Except for two of them, they were. If you could cut just to those two in the movie, besides being 43 minutes long, would have been pretty fucking good. It is X-Men First Class.
Oh, we're talking about it?
Yep. Okay. So we didn't watch the trailer. I refused to watch that piece of shit trailer ever again. The new one's coming out, X-Men Days of Future Past. Bryan Singer's coming back to try to fix this fucking sinkhole of franchise, but Matthew Vaughn got out when he should have after that fucking train wreck he made the first time. But more than me just talking shit. Taj, what do you think about Days of Future Past?
I am actually going to go see the movie.
Of course you are.
Easy.
That's good that we have a counterpoint here.
It is, actually.
I have a unique ability, I suppose.
Sees movies with ladies in them.
That's not even why I want to see this movie.
That's not a unique ability. I do that.
Yeah, no, he goes to see movies just because ladies are in them.
I do.
Oh, that
I
is a care. Unique ability.
But I've got the ability to remove all of that. Will you stop?
Tolerate complete garbage?
I can tolerate movies that some people don't like and find the good in them, which I was able to enjoy the first class movie.
There are elements of the first class movie.
There are some holes, and I'm totally on board that there are some things. Will you please?
We should like duct tape you just for now. Duct tape you to your chair just so you can't lean forward.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, I pull out the fluff, and you know the too many characters that were in the first class movie, and you know I took from it what I liked, and you know overall I enjoyed the movie and that was fine. So this movie I'm looking forward to. I like Patrick Stewart.
Love Ian McKellen. I mean, a lot of the actors are carrying over really good.
You know, Magneto and Xavier originals, I, you know, really enjoy. And I like the fact that off-screen, McKellen and Patrick Stewart have this great friendship, and it's really cool.
Their Twitter accounts are fucking hilarious.
Fucking hilarious. But I'm looking forward to seeing them go kind of up against their, you know, early selves and that dynamic. You know, granted, it's not going to be probably won't be a big part of the movie, but I am looking forward to that. Looking forward to a little bit more character development out of the young Xavier and Magneto and seeing where that goes. I'm not necessarily looking forward to some of the mutants that there are going to be in the movie, but, you know, that's fine. It has happened in every other X-Men movie that you had just way too much going on, and I just let that fly by me, and I focus on the stuff that I'm looking forward to seeing, and, you know, so I'll probably end up seeing this movie in theaters, and I'm, you know, I look forward to that. I'm really you know, just excited to see, you know, those portions that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, when I went and watched, you wanna, Cody's gonna have a goddamn seizure blow up. In a second. When I first saw the trailers for First Class, I was honestly just completely indifferent about it. I was like, I'm gonna see it just because it's an X-Men movie, and so I had no expectations. I wasn't expecting it to be fantastic. Wasn't expecting it to be bad. If Cody remembers, after the movie got done, I was sitting a couple seats down from Cody, and I looked at him when the credits started rolling. I was like, I didn't like that. And because everything I heard was such positive, glowing reviews, that, and I was like, I didn't like the movie, like, at all. There's the on screen between young Magneto, young Professor X was cool. Those actors did a good job.
I agree.
But nothing else about that movie I liked. And then when I saw the trailer for Days of Future Past, it looks like a huge clusterfuck. If somehow they could, and with all the time travel shit, which is a very dangerous move in a movie anyway, and then just throw in the fact that I feel like as a franchise, it's I don't even want to say it's sinking. I think this franchise is dead. But people tend to like it so much that they keep going watching it, so it won't actually die yet when it needs to. But yeah, I'm not excited about it. I'm not going to see it. That's it on that one.
Yeah, I think I'm another one that I'm not really excited to see it. I did really enjoy parts of the first movie, the parts where just young Magneto, young Professor X, interacting with each other, and it shows how their friendship developed. That was amazing. That was absolutely awesome. If you could have just made a movie out of that, X-Men First Class would have been awesome. But instead, they threw in a bunch of other stuff that didn't make sense, comic book wise.
Fucked up all continuity with the other movies.
Exactly. Like, and I actually may be the only person here that has seen the first 6 minutes of X-Men First Class. They put it up online a couple days ago. And they were showcasing the Sentinels.
Absolutely, I'm not looking horrible. For it. Absolutely, I'm not looking forward to that at all. I know that's going to be a drag, and it's going to piss me off. But
they're not the Sentinels from the comic books. They're not the Sentinels from even the cartoon show, where they're, you know, in both cases giant machines that were designed to capture the mutants inside of them. No, these actually, and as you guys were talking, I realize that this is more of like Terminator, not Judgment Day, the one where they first show the Arnolds in the future hunting down.
The fourth?
Yeah, I think it's the Salvation. Fourth one. Salvation. That is exactly how this begins. They show the mutants, Iceman, Wolverine, Magneto, Professor X, Colossus, and a couple of others in this like bunker. And they're hiding from the Sentinels until suddenly, boom, the Sentinels go bursting through the doors, and a fight ensues as Kitty Pryde and one of the other X-Men, I can't remember who it is right now, is running down a hallway trying to avoid the Sentinels, who are just absorbing blows from the X-Men rather than actually trying to capture them in the classical ways that you've seen them. So I am absolutely not interested in really seeing this movie. And do we break loose Cody, or do we just move on to the next one?
It's time to go. Let him go.
Cody, go ahead. Just
bring it on in here, Cody.
Adjust my chair here for a second. Fuck this movie, okay? Let me break down what all of you said, okay? Starting with Taj. I'm sorry, we're friends. We've known each other for a fuck ton of years. Fuck the first movie. Fuck this movie. This looks like a train wreck that was lit on fire after hitting a manure truck that was already on fire, that was actually plowed through a bus full of orphans who were already dead from an outbreak of Ebola. Fuck that movie, and fuck this movie. Let me go over what you said. All right. So, you liked young Professor Xavier, young Magneto, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent fucking actors. James McAvey nailed that
Michael
fucking
Fassbender
part.
Is amazing. Michael
Fassbender, literally, is Ian McKellen from the past. Someone got a DeLorean, got to 88 miles an hour, kicked Doc Brown's ass right the fuck out that car, stole Ian McKellen from the past, named Michael Fassbender Brown of the future. That motherfucker nailed it, okay? Those two, best part of that fucking movie. The rest of that fucking hour and a half long piece of shit ruined X-Men. More so, and I'll say this out fucking loud on recording, more than X-Men 3. I had an out, and that's, I told you this. True, I told you this. I had an out for Bryan Singer to reverse what happened with fucking shitbag who made the third one. Again, I won't name his name because I refuse to say his name out loud ever. Okay? Fuck that. It was an easy reveal. You make it. Jean Grey wakes up. She was in a trance. She saw the future of what she did when she went all crazy and went psycho. Killed all the X-Men. Boom. Right back. She has to revert that. Now she doesn't have to make those decisions. Boom. You can start a whole different story. Boom. He's fixed X-Men 3. Back on track. Nope. What do they do? X-Men First fucking Class. Fuck that movie. Okay? Kevin Bacon's character? No idea where that fucking came from. That worst fucking powers obscure. Ever. Makes Magneto's helmet for some reason to block out, of all people, Charles Xavier. Which, who, by the way, nobody knows who is, so why would he make a helmet to stop that?
Yep.
The only thing I didn't like about that kind of that combination of things was the female character, whatever her fucking name was.
Which
that
one?
That was the crystalline...
Emma Frost?
How is she more powerful than Xavier at that time?
Oh, she's not.
No, I know that. But
he
she
could
was.
Snap that bitch's mind.
Yeah, he could. But,
they really alluded towards that they were almost equals at that point in time.
I won't even go into that. First off, we're talking about X-Men First Class, but yet there's already existing mutants somewhere else, so that really doesn't make any sense. Continuity. what continuity? Because the first one I read about, this is a whole new branch. We're starting over. What did they do? Showed original actors from the first one.
Well, and use the opening from part two.
From part two.
Yep. So if you're going to change continuity, you absolutely 100% cannot use footage from another movie and say, nah, but they're not related. We just didn't want to reshoot this shit.
But then moving into this one, you tie it back into those.
Yeah,
you have all the same cast of characters.
You don't have... The time to go into all the continuity that it completely fucking ruined.
Worst fucking X-Men ever you can imagine in a movie. A dude that shoots hula hoops of energy. That makes no sense. A guy who uses his voice to fly with a wingsuit but doesn't have to use the wingsuit to fly. Okay. A chick who has fucking mosquito wings
and
shoots
tattoos.
Acid. Whatever. The dude who's the most badass of all of them goes out like a bitch.
He did go out
as
like
first
a
one.
Punk
and what color is he? Black. Like normal.
First guy.
So yep, always. So fuck that movie. Beast, worst fucking makeup ever. All right, we're in a day and age.
Think for the budget that they had, they could make a half.
Better
Beast. Kelsey Grammer's,
Beast was great.
Was amazing compared to this one.
And I like that kid. I like that actor. I can't remember his name right now. I like that kid a lot. He's just ruined by this fucking movie. Bryan Singer, you should be ashamed of yourself. So then you go past that, and then you go to this fucking train wreck that I was speaking of, Days of Future Past. I didn't watch the first 6 minutes. I knew I wouldn't. I saw it posted. I'm not going to fucking waste my time. Way too many people in it, because you have First Class, you have the original cast, and then you have the future cast. But the look and feel of like things like Warpath and Bishop looks fucking dark.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Warpath
yeah.
wasn't too bad. He needed to be bigger, but whatever. Bishop?
Didn't even look like a Bishop that you
Bishop,
expect.
All you can tell, Black had dreads and has an M on his eye.
Yep.
It's fucking it. Get that guy out of here. What the fuck's wrong with you? The Sentinels look like garbage. Both future and present day.
It's just a bad idea
like
for them to
garbage.
Try and incorporate
so
that, I think.
I could go on for another hour and a half, if not longer, with how much I fucking loathe this movie. Loathe the first one and loathe how Fox is just ruining everything it is about the X-Men. I'll give it back to Marvel. Let them fix what you've done and just let's move on. All right, go fuck someone else with the franchise up.
It's,
right?
It's like I was saying, this current version of the franchise needs to die.
It needs to die so we can reboot by its original people who are Marvel Entertainment, because Fox is not done right by this. And you fucks who keep going seeing these movies, just like the goddamn people who go see things like Fast and Furious, are perpetuating this garbage. It's your fucking fault. If you're upset about certain things, don't go fucking see the movie. Oh, I'm going to go pay my money.
That's a franchise that'll never die.
No shit. You fucking can kill out fucking main characters in real life, and they still fucking keep going.
Yeah, that's
disappointing. They had a fucking out. I don't care about... I feel sorry he died. It sucks. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of his anyways, and I don't think I liked a movie except for Varsity Blues that he's ever made. But to see him die in real life sucks, but to keep those fucking movies going,
it's
a
shame.
Anyways, so I'm going to stop with X-Men Days of Future Past because I will fucking murder that movie. Last one, real quick, will be May 30th. There are two movies here, one which we will see in theaters. We watched the trailer today.
The other we will not.
The other we will not because we've seen the trailer and I can't fucking escape that goddamn trailer. But
no
the
one can
we,
escape that
yep,
trailer.
The one we want to see is A Million Ways to Die in the West from... Seth MacFarlane. If you get a chance, watch the Red Band trailer. fucking hilarious. Pretty much tells you the entire story, but it's okay. It's a comedy. Who fucking cares about spoilers? Looks amazing. Looks crude. Looks rude. He takes center stage yet again. This time, actually with his face on screen, not playing a voicing a teddy bear, but has. So obviously he's in it. Liam Neeson's in it. Charlize Theron's in it. Giovanni Ribisi's in it. Sarah, what's her name?
Silverman's
in it. You have Neil Patrick Harris is in it. Amanda Seyfried or whatever her last name is,
yeah,
is in it.
Whatever.
That's the one. Yep, that one right there. That's the one he mentioned. Just a huge cast. Like a lot of people you'll recognize too. Just looks super fucking funny. Taj, what'd you think?
I like anything with Neil Patrick Harris. He's funny as fuck to me. I think he makes anything better. And this movie looks hilarious. I think it's good levity for this month's, you know, or for this year's worth of films. I think it's what.
You know what he couldn't save? How I Met Your Mother's Ending. Sorry, go ahead. That's a throwback. Well,
How many episodes back?
We won't know by this time.
Yeah. You were saying Neil Patrick Harris, yes.
I look forward to a good comedy, period, plain and simple. So I dude, you guys are fucking dicks.
Mike, go ahead. You're not gonna finish that statement.
Anyways. With A Million Ways to Die in the West, it's really simple. If you like Family Guy, if you like Ted, you're gonna like this movie. It's in the same. You know it's his movie. You know what I mean? Like there's no doubt from watching the trailer and
Green Band or Red Band trailer.
Yeah, either way, they make the. They're making fun of themselves the whole time through the movie too, just like any Family Guy episode, just like Ted was. So yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It's gonna be hilarious, and there's really nothing more to kind of talk about it.
Joe,
right now I'm sold on anything that Seth MacFarlane does. You know,
it's kind of cool to see him live action.
Yeah, kind of see him live action. So far, he hasn't really missed a beat with me in anything. I mean, Family Guy, yeah, sure took a little bit of a dive. Here and there, but other than that, I absolutely love it. So I absolutely love to see him on film and just joke after joke after joke after joke. And then, like Cody said, so many different people in this movie. I'm just absolutely sold, and I really want to see it now. I really do.
Especially after the Red Band trailer.
Especially after the Red Band trailer.
If you weren't sold after the regular trailer, Red Band trailer is fantastic.
Red Band trailer definitely upsells the fuck out of this.
And I also love me some Charlize Theron. And
yeah,
that's awesome. See?
Man after my own heart.
He's not going to see it because of Charlize Theron.
No.
I'm not going to go see that movie because of Charlize Theron either. But
you would.
But it is an added bonus.
It's a, yeah, it's an accent.
So what do you think, Cody?
I think it looks like complete shit. I'm just kidding. It looks super hilarious to me. The Red Band trailer is definitely the way to watch it because, well, it's a rated R movie, so might as well see what you're in for. The Green Band trailer does a good job. It leaves out the blood from one part of the movie and all the bad words. For the most part, you get the same feel, but goddamn, watching the Red Band trailer is just the way to watch trailers.
I just love throughout movies. The whole entire trailer, they're just like, somebody always dies in the West. We're at the county fair, and somebody always dies in right
people
there.
People get in line firing, get shot, guy gets hit by a bull. Fantastic. Watch the trailer. Do yourself a favor.
My God.
Million Ways to Die in the West. Two thumbs up already. I haven't even seen it, but I'm saying it right now. The last movie we can skip over, Maleficent, who cares? It looks like a train wreck.
Don't see it in 3D with high frame rate.
Yeah, don't do that. Ruins it. Not that I was going to see it anyways, but it doesn't look good at all. So that's it for coming soon, unless anyone wants to bring anything up about it. All right, so let's do some business real quick. Michael.
Business again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for supporting this podcast. It's been a lot of fun doing it. I hope you're having fun listening to it. But we are still trying to grow this, so please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
That's right. And again, we're climbing up the download counts. Really appreciate that. We're getting a lot of different areas that we're getting downloads from too, which is really cool. Really exciting to see. The one big thing that we really don't have much movement on that we would like to get something moving on is. About 90% of our downloads is from iTunes right now. So if you are listening to us via iTunes, please rate and review us. And if you don't want to do that, please reach out to us, even if it's just to say, hey, good job, or if it's just to suggest something. or you just want to reach out, ask a question, anything, please reach out to us, get in touch with us. We'll be super happy to hear you. And that's our business.
All right, thanks, guys. So this is that. This comes to the end of this episode of Comes Natural. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody, our special guest today.
Taj.
All right, guys, we will get at you later, I guess.
Yep. Bye. We'll
come at you later.
Later.
Come at you later. It's gross.
Thanks.
I'll naturally come.